Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles, and this is the last edition of the Hiles Files, at least in its current form. The time has come for me to transition from a career in radio into another phase of my life. For almost 35 years, I have been living out Plan B. You see, I wasn't supposed to be doing this. Plan A, as constructed in my mind, was to be a successful songwriter living in California, composing hit after hit for myself or for other artists. I pursued that dream with my new wife all the way to Los Angeles as a young man. I peddled my demo tape to record reps, talent agencies, and songwriting showcases, each time sustaining fresh injury to my ego and aspirations. Like so many other fledgling artists, I worked for wages where I could, as a security guard, dry cleaner, kennel worker, and background actor. While Anna made the move with me and supported my dream wholeheartedly, I felt the weight of not holding up my end financially and consistently. We eventually wanted to start a family, and my full-time pursuit of a musical career, already encumbered by having to work a full-time job, was hardly the ideal backdrop for becoming new parents. And the ache I felt inside from my immediate family back in Alabama throbbed like a perpetual sprain. It became too much to bear. Ultimately, I made the heart-wrenching decision to let go of the dream, to abandon Plan A. I guess I'll have to be satisfied with Plan B. I guess I'll have to be satisfied with a radio career spanning more than 30 years in which I was able to interview a grand host of personalities, celebrities, politicians, sports figures, workers from all walks of life, and everyday people thrust into the news. I guess it will have to be enough that I was humbled and honored to be the voice that brought the day's happenings to thousands of listeners over the years, from a Marathon 36 on-air stint during Hurricane Ivan to an unfiltered live broadcast as I reported with dawning horror the events of 9/11. I reckon the incredible, funny, steadfast, endlessly interesting windfall of friends I have made in this business and in life will have to suffice. I guess the dozens of awards that my co-workers and I have accumulated from the Alabama Broadcasters Association and the Associated Press will have to serve as a summation of my Plan B career. I probably should be happy that Anna and I were blessed with two healthy boys that have astounded me repeatedly throughout their lives by their tenacity in their own careers and their innate ability to give me joy and contentment simply being in their presence. I guess I'll accept a Plan B that is awash in memories of Thanksgivings with loved ones, Christmases in Gatlinburg, hilarious golf outings with my brother-in-law, duets with my sister and wife, along with so many other choral mountaintop experiences in my home church, revitalizing lunches with good friends, and any time spent in the radius of my mom and dad. And that includes the unspeakable privilege of having a hand on my dad at his bedside as he passed from this world. I guess I'll have to be satisfied with Plan B, a journey of so far 33 years with my ageless wife, Anna, still abiding, still believing, still adoring even, a man who has made questionable decisions, to be sure, in his lifetime, but whose best decision, beyond any debate, was marrying her. I know that I will be forever grateful that my Plan B was God's Plan A. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.